Can you guys hear me okay? Is this good? Yeah. Okay. Hi. My name is Rochelle. I'm a volunteer at Juno Pregnancy Resource Center here in town. I'd like to share a little bit about the center because there may be, while this church has been supporting Pregnancy Resource Center for a while, there may be some people in the church who don't yet know who we are or what we do. So, just so you know who you guys are partnering with, we are a faith-based organization that strives to bring help for today tomorrow to the community around us. We do this in the various services we offer at the center. So sometimes people think that pregnancy resource centers are only for young women who are pregnant, but I would like to tell you a little bit about who all actually does come into our center. And I'm going to use 2024 numbers because I don't have all the 2025 data yet. In 2024, we served 98 unique clients, 82 female, 16 male. Our number of male clients that we have actually has been increasing every year since we've been open. Roughly half of our clients are married. The other half are in various types of relationships or single. Roughly 40% are below the poverty level, but the other 60% are doing fine. We currently have clients in, it's either five or seven different Southeast communities. Our main base is Juneau, but we have clients that go, they live on Prince of Wales or Skagway, Haines, Tenneke, Hoonah, Angoon, Gustavus, et cetera. Currently, right now, we have either five or seven. We do have some clients who are young pregnant women, of course, but we also have some clients who aren't pregnant at all. Rather, they come to us with toddlers and they're in need of some kind of help. We do have some clients who come as grandmothers. They're helping to care for their grandkids and they want some support. We have some clients who are single dads. We have some clients who are women, but they're older and they're no longer raising children. Some are seeking healing from something that happened a long time ago, which leads me into the different things that we offer. One of the main services that our clients take advantage of is our Earn While You Learn program, which is where they get education. And then they earn points by getting the education. They spend their points at the maternity store, the baby boutique, the equipment room for diapers, wipes, formula, baby food, et cetera. We do also have clients, though, who come in for some pregnancy loss and healing from abortion support, for pregnancy testing, for options counseling. We're there to do what we can with what we have. We also offer, when we feel led by the Spirit, Bibles. Not for points, those are free. We offer Bibles and we offer prayer, but it is definitely spirit-led. We have clients of all beliefs and we want to love on them and show them that God loves them. We do want to pray with them when we can, when we feel like it's okay, because we know that our motto is help for today and hope for tomorrow. The ultimate help and hope for tomorrow is help for today and hope for tomorrow. It comes from God more so than us humans. So we do what we can because we love God and are serving, but ultimately, and even if we can't share, even if we don't feel like this is the time to share, or they say, no, thank you, we don't want to hear about Jesus, we can still pray for those clients, and we do. Your church partnership with us enables us to do all of the things that I've just mentioned because we have to pay to keep the lights on and the heat running. You know, we have to pay for internet and a cell phone bill. We pay for the subscription plan to the education so that it comes free at cost to the clients. We have to pay for pregnancy tests. We do have some people who donate diapers to us, which is wonderful. Sometimes I'll be working behind the counter and someone will walk in and say, I was just at Costco and thought, why not buy a case of size five diapers and drop them off? And what a blessing that is. But we do have a lot of parents that rely on us for diapers because raising kids is expensive here in town. And so we go through a lot of diapers. And so our center does need to use our budget to go to Costco and buy diapers. When you partner, you guys are partnering with us, and those funds are also used to purchase the information that we hand out to the clients. Like, we have paper brochures. We are making the mortgage payment because we're still paying off our building. Lots of other important things. And we are planning on expanding into fatherhood programs. Just like I said, the amount of male clients has been increasing and it's wonderful, but we need to expand in that way of like, what can we offer? And we're looking into expanding into SRAE, so that's sexual risk avoidance education. And that primarily would be to talk about with youth groups. At first, maybe even into the schools, just talking about sexual integrity and optimal health for kids, and like, you know, you are made in God's image. Those kinds of things. We want to expand. We have dreams. Your guys' partnership is enabling us to move forward that way. You also partnership with us because you guys participate in the baby bottle campaign. Does this look familiar to some of you guys? And that's coming up. It's Mother's Day through Father's Day. So just so you know, when you see these coming through in about a month, the baby bottle campaign is one of our greatest fundraisers. I mean, the gala, I think, is the only biggest fundraiser we do in the year. And so your guys' family participation in this is wonderful and is a great support and a help to us. When church is over, I'm going to be at a back table in the back, and I love talking to people. And I especially love talking to people about something that I'm passionate about. I'm very passionate about Pregnancy Resource Center. So if you would like to come back and talk to me when church is over, please know I would be oh so happy. I would love to talk with you if you are being prompted by the Lord in any way to more on an individual level partner with Juno Pregnancy Resource Center. You know, for example, if you had questions about what does it take to become a volunteer there. If you want to come and ask just for more information about, so tell me more about like your client base or tell me more about what you guys do. I would love to do that. Furthermore, I could do it even better if you scheduled a tour. I love giving tours of Juno Pregnancy Resource Center. And if you guys came in, you know, I do it after hours or like on the weekend or whatever. And I could take you all around and answer all your questions and show you like, this is what's here in Juno. This is what's offered for the community. When you see it, I don't know, it changes things when you actually see it as opposed to hearing about it. So you could schedule a tour with me. Or maybe you could just even just take a rack card or a business card and put it up on your fridge or your bathroom mirror. If there's a visual representation in your house, maybe you would see it and you would pray for us once in a while. We would covet your prayers. And I know some of you do pray for us. And man, do you know that Carrie donates a lot of her time to the center? She has been so faithfully serving on the board, and she is a main counter of all the coins that come in for baby bottle campaign. She is so faithful. And anyway, so like your prayers for our center, for the staff who are working there and for the clients, we would covet those. And maybe just taking one of the rack cards I have could help you remember to pray for us. We open the center every day in prayer because we know the power of it. And so we who volunteer gather and we pray for the center, for us to have God's wisdom in how to respond to the people who come in, for us to have the grace and the compassion that we need. And we pray for the client. We pray for many of our clients by name. We pray for the babies who are growing, some of them in wombs, some of them just born. We pray a lot. And for you to join us in that prayer would just be awesome. So thank you again for everything that you have done to partner with us. You are partnering with us. Thanks for letting me speak. And again, please feel free to come and see me at the back table after church. Thank you.